This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the summer of don't take the guns or do something about the guns. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. So Senator John Cornyn, the leading Republican, who is in the middle of the talks aimed at figuring out a bipartisan way to address this plague of mass shootings, urged the top Senate Democrat on Monday to give negotiators sufficient time to either reach a deal or fail. So Democrats and Republicans were supposed to meet on Monday and hope to come up with an agreement on gun legislation by the end of the week after especially what happened in Buffalo and Uvalde and even Tulsa, Oklahoma. The approval is there for or from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and his Republican counterpart Mitch McConnell. But Republicans are concerned that Schumer could soon make good on his pledge to begin voting on Democratic gun legislation if the talks appear to be fruitless. So Cornyn said, I hope that that won't happen and that it's going to be bipartisan discussions to continue, then conclude before the plug is pulled and scheduled show votes on something that won't pass, which is exactly what Cornyn's saying, that it has to be consensus. And we can only get a bill that can pass both chambers and earn the president's signature by taking the time and research to really figure out this consensus. So now there is hope that there is going to be some kind of bipartisan agreement on gun-related issues. Normally, there's so much, you know, what invest for this. Nothing changes. But keep in mind the numbers. With a 100-seat Senate split 50-50, gun legislation would need 10 Republican votes to meet the chamber's 60-vote threshold for passing most bills. Wow. So will this be the document that ends up getting passed? Will it be some other agreement that was hammered out? That goes round and round, right? Round and round, and where it lands, we do not know. There's no way to know, but there's been so much back and forth over the blame game, and the funeral for the victims is still taking place. So you have longtime Texas Republican John Cornyn urging Schumer, give us more time. Give us more time for the talks. So does he do that, or do they just push on forward? I bet they push on forward, but I don't know that that's necessarily the right thing to do. Because you asked, I have to bring up a couple things about Ukraine. Zelensky visited troops on the Eastern Front to help boost morale. And then you've got the U.S. trying to seize one of the oligarch's planes. So a U.S. court on Monday issued warrants for the seizure of two luxury planes owned by Roman Abramovich under U.S. measures imposed after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But gaining control of the aircraft worth about $50 million. That's a big ask and task. A Department of Justice official said the $350 million Boeing 787 Dreamliner and $60 million Gulfstream were not in U.S. custody. An official declined to say if the U.S. government knows their location. Don't tell me we lost it. Really? Don't tell me that. So The upshot is $350 million Boeing 737 Dreamliner, $60 million Gulfstream. And knowing what I know now, especially about the boating industry, it makes sense because they've been looking for that edge. They've been looking to be able to figure out how to do it. And they found the edge. So they're trying to pressure people close to Russian President Vladimir Putin to get him to halt what the Kremlin is saying it's special military operation in Ukraine. Because otherwise, we're not getting many comments. And Russian oligarchs like Abramovich aren't going to be permitted to violate U.S. export regulations without consequence. And that's big. That's huge. Huge, 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 because that was the whole idea. If they fine him over $328,000 for these unlicensed flights, or $1 million for the three flights, and they've got other penalties that are brewing with that, that is, again, the big, big squeeze. And that's part of what they did to ground, you know, the Gulfstream along with 99 other planes, 99 planes that they had recently traveled to Russia for violating export controls. So, again, if you're going to figure out a way to get to Putin, this is a very, very big, 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 let me say it one more time, big way to do this, a huge way to get there fast. But it still feels like, as much as that's happening, that there is no hint of any kind of withdrawal and no hint that this thing is going to have a timeline that's finally going to just crumble. It's just going to finally buckle. Because it doesn't feel that way. Right? It feels like another forever situation. The next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and this is what we're talking about, and this is the effect to us, and this is what it means for the supply chain. I mean, it all comes back full circle around the February invasion. And what Ukraine supplies to the rest of the world. And what do you do when you're completely sold out, completely, completely, completely stuck? Speaking of being sold out, how about this Kevin Spacey thing? He's got to stand trial in a federal court on the civil suit accusing him of sex abuse. There was a lawsuit that was filed by Anthony Rapp, an actor who accuses Spacey of assault, battery, and intentionally inflicting emotional distress, saying that all kinds of things happened when he was alone with Spacey and he was just 14. So now there is all of this material fact that's part of this case. And what's interesting is, this time when we're talking about abuses, and so often it's the hashtag me too, this isn't that at all. This is a young actor trusting him and him allegedly breaking that trust and him having enough courage to come forward and then letting this thing go through a federal court. Very big.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage.
Wow, how about this? You're a billionaire and you're using Facebook, a.k.a. Meta's resources, to plan your wedding. You know, that is leaning in times 10. So, she was under investigation, apparently, for using corporate resources to plan her wedding. There was a big blow-up story in the Wall Street Journal about it. She announced last week that she's going to step down as head of operations at Meta, Facebook's parent company, after 14 years. She's going to remain on the board, though. So then it turns out that this investigation is happening. That, you know, could this be the real reason for her exit because of this alleged deal, right? You know, last decade, she sold shares worth $1.7 billion. So she just recently talked, before all this happened, that she was excited for her upcoming wedding, And apparently she was using the resources to plan the wedding. Here's my question. She's worth more than $1 billion. Do you think a woman who's worth more than $1 billion, one who has a name, who's at a huge company running parts of that company, what would she be doing planning a wedding? Hello, wedding planners? Are you kidding me? She's using resources to plan a wedding. Why would she even plan a wedding? I mean, yes, the broad strokes, but actually taking the day-to-day and putting pen to paper and working all the details out, that would be, and I don't know that she was doing that, it would be crazy to me and makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And that's why this is part of Just the Facts. Using corporate resources to plan the wedding, which is that kind of money. All right, Bitcoin mining. You've heard of that, Bitcoin mining. You know, and this is what this segment is all about. Not Bitcoin mining, but Just the Facts. So in New York, they are banning it because they passed this bill that would ban operations that use electricity from fossil fuel plants. 3627, a two-year moratorium on all cryptocurrency mines that use carbon-based energy sources in an effort to address environmental concerns with technology. So, you think about this, you think about what the impact of this would mean to other states. I mean, there are labor unions who are against the bill because they say it would have dire economic consequences, and that Bitcoin mining operations are providing high-paying and high-grade, great jobs for local communities, and that the average pay is at least $80,000 a year. So that's, I'd say that would be, because knowing of the kind of jobs that get filled up and what they mean, that would be a scary thing to go away if you thought, oh, you know what, I'm on the cutting edge here, and you're not expecting the rug to be yanked out. You're just not expecting it. But lo and behold, someone doesn't like it. You're done, right? You're just absolutely done. All right, I have to, in Just the Facts, say this. In 1933, the first drive-in movie theater opened in the country, and it wasn't too far from where I grew up, Pennsauken, New Jersey. Of course, I wasn't born in 1933, but the concept was actually pulled together by Richard Hollingshead, a film lover whose mother found traditional theater seats uncomfortable and didn't like it. Way to go. Way to go, Mrs. Hollingshead, because I'm sure all of you have a memory of a drive-in. I saw Jungle Book when I was really a baby, and that was the coolest thing, because the screen, of course, was huge. You're in your car. I loved it. I loved going to a drive-in. Now good luck trying to find one. How? You know, where? It's not the how, but where? Here's one thing I love. What do you do when you're trying to kill time? Right? What do you do when you're a driver? I've always thought about this. Let's just say you're a taxi driver, say you're an Uber driver. What are you doing to kill time as you're waiting, picking people up, all of that? Apparently, there's a game called the Uber game, and it challenges you secure boredom by surviving in the gig economy. And so there we go again. If you get super bored, you play the Uber game, and let me know how that all turns out for you. But it's out there, and it's real, and there are drivers that are doing it. A lot of drivers. CNBC says 20% of 401k plan funds are either lost or forgotten. So how many people, which is so scary when that happens, don't realize that they have money, that there's money they've left somewhere? Because so many people quit their jobs at an incredible record-setting rate during the pandemic. 401ks get forgotten a little bit. When you quit a job, you can either leave your 401k with your old employer, cash it out, roll it over, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of workers just leave it behind when they switch jobs. But that's how people forget it. You know, you switch a job, okay, I'll keep this there and I'll be in touch. And then you find out, you forget about it, and then years down the road, hopefully you realize what you've lost. And it's easy to do that. Oh, it is so easy to do that. So easy. Mm. That's that slow down thing. Big time. All right, this to me is interesting. Pinterest announced it's going to require the Yes, which is a shopping platform that uses AI to allow shoppers to personalize feeds. I don't get it. Do we need to have everything out there? Do we need to? It's like social media overload, right? Do we need that? So you think about how much money it was acquired for, even though terms of that deal weren't disclosed. And then what Pinterest ultimately does, I think Elon Musk is going to have to end up firing some people. Because he's Tesla, and with everything we're reading about availability of charging stations, is really, really taking it in the gut. Definitely. And that's why the big announcement about cutting the workforce by 10%. But then you look at that 10%, and where is that 10% coming from? Is it just people at the corporate level? Is it even any people at the corporate level? Or what do they do in the case of a gamer who won't budge? Oh, what do you do? How do you figure that one out? Very tough, I would say. I noticed when I was recently traveling to Florida that there are a lot of people that will drive scooters or drive electric bikes or anything that's electric versus riding their bike. You're like a dinosaur if you ride your bike down this thing called Pinellas Trail, because that's not the happening thing at all, right? Not at all. I look at the scooter sharing and what happened after 2020. And because so many places took a nosedive rather pretty early, scooter usage is actually bouncing back and should be fully restored by 2022. That sounds like fun, doesn't it? Just grab a scooter where you are and go and explore. Ooh, something to think about. Shout out to Nate for his fantastic work. Hang with us, Man Cave next.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A large migrant caravan with between 10 and 15,000 migrants is expected to reach the U.S.-Mexico border sometime this month. The caravan departed the Mexico-Guatemala border on Monday and has border officials concerned.
We see these large caravans, these kids and unaccompanied, you know, children that are coming across. The cartels are using that to, you know, divert those resources.
Texas DPS Lieutenant Chris Olivera is speaking there on Fox News. The White House says President Biden is giving senators space to negotiate gun safety legislation. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying it has been decades since Congress passed meaningful legislation on firearms. New bipartisan negotiations were prompted by the recent wave of deadly mass shootings in the United States. This is USA Radio News. The Federal Trade Commission is releasing a new report regarding crypto scammers.
Federal regulators say cryptocurrency scammers have stolen more than $1 billion from thousands of investors over the past year and a half. In a report issued Friday, the Federal Trade Commission said more than 40,000 Americans were taken in by scammers since the start of 2021. The FTC went on to say crypto-related scams account for about $1 out of every $4 lost to fraud, more than any other payment method. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Apple is unveiling new features for its most popular devices to kick off its annual developers conference on Monday. The tech giant is expected to showcase its newest operating system, iOS 16, which reportedly includes a revamped notification center and lock screen for iPhones. There are also reports of upgrades to the Apple Watch and Apple TV. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This version of the Man Cave: contracts, wins, and money. You could say those three things are interchangeable, and I suppose they are, but let's start with this contract that I think is really worth it. You saw what he did for the Rams, the all-pro defensive tackle, one of my favorites in the game, Aaron Donald, got a two-year, $60 million extension, supposedly, I think, the best in the business. Adam Schefter reported that on ESPN, and he had said on a podcast that he did, I want to say last week, that his return for the 2022 season was contingent on getting a new deal, and he would be at peace with his career if an agreement couldn't be reached, which I love that. Like, hey, I'm good. I mean, I've got my Super Bowl, I have plenty of money, but I have to be paid what I'm worth. So he signed through the 2024 season, no guarantee money left on that deal. He sealed the Rams when we know that over the Bengals in this last Super Bowl. He pressured Joe Burrow into a terrible throw on fourth down late in the fourth quarter. He was a big reason why the Rams won. He was a big piece of the defense throughout the entire season, let's face it. Deshaun Watson, he needs to go. The Browns quarterback, are you kidding me? Now we're up to 24. Another woman has filed a civil lawsuit against Watson. So that is 24. And he's been accused of inappropriate sexual conduct. The lawsuit is saying that the plaintiff massaged him twice. The lawsuit says it was cut short because he had to leave abruptly after taking a phone call. Then he scheduled a second one a few days later. And that's when the woman alleges that he exposed himself and offered no apology or explanation for what he was doing, and we're hearing all kinds of crazy stories about this. I mean, these are allegations, right? The lawsuit references comments Watson's lawyer, Rusty Hardin, made on a Houston radio station last week. Hardin said that happy endings are common in massage therapy, and short of paying extra for it, such conduct is not a crime. So there's been debates on this whole thing. Hardin keeps saying that Watson has only been involved in consensual sex and only on three occasions. Does Watson survive this? Does he survive the shellacking, the accusations, all of this? I mean, look, the Browns are saying Watson's denied all wrongdoing, and during his introductory news conference, if we rewind back to March, he said he's never disrespected any woman. The NFL is nearing its end of its investigation, but they don't have a timeline for when any kind of a ruling would be made. Brian McCarthy, the league spokesperson, said there's no update on the investigation or, again, that timeline, because you think we're getting closer to mandatory camps and or mandatory workouts and then ultimately training camp. And Watson figures to be big for Cleveland if he survives what's coming his way with these lawsuits and with what the NFL ultimately decides, right? This is interesting. Watching the Jimmy Garoppolo story, and what happens with him. So the 49ers are awaiting what he's going to get, a clean bill of health on Garoppolo that would pave his way to eventual departure. They excused him from a mandatory mini camp, and he's not participating in the mini camp. I guess it's no really surprise. If you look at it, he's recovering from right shoulder surgery that he had in March. It delayed the team's push to trade him. Trey Lance has worked as the 49ers starting quarterback during the offseason program. So far, Garoppolo has spent most of his offseason rehabbing in Southern California. The hope for both sides is that he's cleared to start throwing again. That's expected to happen probably at the end of June or July, and then there'll be some kind of a trade. Garoppolo's entering the final season of his contract, and he's scheduled to count 26.95 million clams against the 2022 salary cap. So they already have a number two quarterback, they already have a number three rookie quarterback, and they have their quarterback. I mean, that's it. So they're playing the waiting game. I might have buried the lead on this one because we've been talking a lot about the Saudi-backed LIV event. Phil Mickelson is returning to golf, and after a four-month hiatus, he says he's on a new path with a fresh start. It's the LIV Golf Invitational. Look, this is a six-time major championship winner. He was added to the field on Monday for this first event, which starts Thursday at the Centurion Club outside of London. He posted something to his Twitter account on Monday. He said he still plans to play in the majors, but didn't say whether he's going to compete in PGA Tour events. The PGA Tour has to be getting really hot under the collar. They already are, but maybe even more because of what's now happened with Dustin Johnson and so many other players. Mickelson hasn't played since missing the cut at the Farmers in January. He skipped the Masters. He skipped the PGA Championship, which he won, so he would have defended that. He didn't do it. He took time away from golf because of his controversial comments about the PGA Tour's obnoxious greed and the Saudi Arabian financiers of the LIV golf tournaments. It caused a firestorm, and he said he feels healthy and more at peace, and he's ready to come back and play. And he says, I love the game, but after 32 years, this new path is a fresh, exciting start. Wow. And the names that they're getting on this tour, I mean, this is a 48-man field in London. You got Dustin Johnson, I already mentioned, Martin Kaymer. You've got Sergio Garcia, Schwartzel, McDowell, Oosterhausen, easy for me to say. And anyway, who I've seen play many times, Phil Mickelson, lefty, is arguably one of the greats. I mean, he is. So he said some pretty nasty things about the whole Khashoggi thing and human rights. And I guess now that's water under the bridge. He apologized for his remarks on Monday, and he said he's sorry he offended people. And then you have other people like Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth. They keep pledging their loyalty to the PGA, their loyalty. And that's it. They're not jumping for Greg Norman's new circuit because he's really heading this whole thing up. On Saturday, there was a big tremor in golf when Kevin Na, who also competed in London, resigned from the tour instead of facing possible disciplinary or legal action.
Listen, the purses are staggering. What they're offering, a total prize money of $255 million this year, $25 million for each of the seven regular season. Think about this. Regular season events, $25 million. That's the richest, seriously, in pro golf. The PGA can't touch that. And it's going to feature five tournaments played in the U.S., including a team championship match played at Doral in Miami in October. The second event is scheduled for Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club, which is incredible, in Portland, Oregon. So you get the drift of what's going on here. And I think the PGA will have more to say about it. I think they will. But maybe not. I mean, what can they do? They're not going to, they don't have the $25 million to offer for every single tournament. They're not going to offer up the money that much, and the other guys are going to take the money. So there you go, right? Capitalists, and we live in a capitalist society. Should they not take the money? Should you look at the human rights record, which is crappy, lousy, scary? Does that play into it? Well, that was part of the comments that Mickelson originally made that got him into hot water with that tournament, and then ultimately the nasty comments about the PGA. All right, nothing nasty here, just pure incredible basketball. Celts and the Warriors after game one. The Boston Celtics came back in such a wicked way. So last night, the Warriors tied the series. The final score was 107-88. And boy, everything that you can imagine happened in this game. And in the end, the Warriors did what they needed to do, right? They had to pour it on. They could not be in a position where they didn't take this, where they didn't take the second one. They could not lose two on their own floor. That would be a disaster. The first one was so shocking since they were, it looked like they were clicking on all cylinders, but Steph Curry was great. He was his usual assist, dishing and assist. Field goal percentage, Andrew Wiggins was hitting what he needed to hit. And, you know, that made a huge, huge difference in what happened in the game. And the difference of not being able to close the door late into the game, the first one out of the gate, which is what, and plus Boston having the hot hand, they had to respond, like I said, and, you know, ultimately they did respond, so now it's a wait and see what happens next. Because you know, you look at this and Steph Curry with his 29 pure points, and you know now we've got this tied situation. And the third quarter was just a masterpiece. I mean, Curry 29 points, Jordan Poole from just outside midcourt at one point to cap the pivotal period, and the Warriors beat the Celts. And Poole finished, even he did, with 17 points for the Warriors. They outscored Boston, this is your key stat, 35-14 in the third quarter. That turned everything around. And then they ended up getting the edge. That's how they got the edge in the end of this. I mean, you know, Jason Tatum is going to get his. He scored 29 of 28 points in the first half. That made a difference. Jaylen Brown had 17 for the Celts, but had to really push through a 5-for-17 shooting night. He struggled, and that made a difference. So game three now switches cities, bouncing to Beantown. That all happens in Boston. And what Boston Celts team are we going to see in front of a crazy, wicked, wild home crowd? It's going to be tough for the Warriors. You know, it was a statement game for them, the game two. But I think this next game, I mean, all these games are clutch, but it's going to be really clutch coming off the win and trying to keep that momentum heading into serious enemy territory, because the Boston fans are nuts about the Celts. I mean, all their teams, that's like way up there. So it is a loud, raucous crowd when it comes to their Celts and basketball. So that's going to be fun to watch that one. All right, Man Cave Door is closed. Remember, you can send me your thoughts on this or anything. If you have a sports question, send it to me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Do you have
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Take you to England for a conversation with Amanda Tweed, and she's written a book that I think can pull so many people out of the very, very depths that they might be feeling that they're trapped in right now. And in fact, that's the name of her book, Trapped by the Devil. She's got a pen name, Kate Spencer. Amanda, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about your story. What happened to you?
So for 15 years, I'd suffered domestic abuse, substance misuse, mental health, homelessness, and 50 convictions in and out of prison for shoplifting to fund my enormous drug addiction. This story, I didn't think there was a way out because drug addiction is, it's a very low and very lonely place to be. You can be surrounded by a lot of people, but it's a very, very lonely place to be. And I had such a transformation. I had an overnight transformation that stunned not only me, but it stunned everybody around me. And that is the reason for writing this book, is because I understand that drug addiction is something that cannot really be explained. That there's a lot of stigma around substance misuse. It can't really be explained, and so a drug addict Well, I'll speak for myself. I certainly found it very difficult to express myself to others because it's sort of like, well, if you don't want to take the drugs, don't pick them up. Don't pick them up. But it's a very compelling, very strong force from within, and it appears to take over the person. I believe that writing the book is to touch the heart of somebody that may be going through drug addiction or somebody who has a loved one going through it, just to bring some understanding around the subject.
And the story, too, in the story, you talk about drug addiction and what it was like and how it had a hold of you. There's that other part of it. It's the homelessness. How desperate does that feel to feel like you are just spinning and you have nowhere to go?
Yeah. The homelessness side, it was something I'd never experienced. It was something I certainly hadn't thought of before I went down that path. But again, I recall walking the streets of London, England at 3 o'clock in the morning, looking for dealers to buy crack cocaine, because that would be my companion until it was early hours when everybody else, the rest of the world, had woken up, because crack cocaine is that type of drug that keeps you awake. And most of the time, it was the homelessness side of it for me was, it wasn't so much a sleeping in doorways, it was more sofa surfing. And you, as long as you had money to buy drugs, or as long as you had drugs and another addict, of course they would allow you to sleep on their sofa. So homelessness, loneliness, I don't think loneliness cuts it, Kate. It's absolute devastation. From that point of view, it was absolute devastation.
So then you talk about, and again, we're speaking with Amanda Tweed, and her pen name, when you look the book up, is Kate Spencer on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. The book is called Trapped by the Devil. So how did you free yourself? What happened that changed everything?
When I was on drugs, I think it was something like 4 years into drug addiction, I remember having a moment where I wanted to end my life. I said, I'd lost two grandmothers in the space of 6 weeks. And I remember sitting down and contemplating suicide. I said, this is it. I can't do this no more. This cannot continue. But there was a very gentle voice from within, which I now know was intuition, that said, is life really that bad? And I said, yes, yes. So I'm having an internal dialogue with myself. And the gentle voice said, well, really, is your life really that bad? So what would you change, apart from the obvious, the drug addiction? If you look back at life, what would you change? And I started to wander back with my mind, and I looked at circumstances when I was a child and when I was a young teenager where I thought the world was going to come to an end. And I realized that it didn't. The problems, there was always a solution, or if there wasn't a solution, it dissolved. And more importantly, it was the people that I'd met on that journey and the circumstances and the events that had this quote-unquote mistake hadn't have happened, or this thing that I didn't want had happened, I would never have had that experience. So I kind of talked myself out of suicide. But then I started to use my imagination. And it was a spontaneous thing, and it was as if a vision was tapping me on the shoulder, and I saw myself being free and just having everything that I ever wanted in life, which to me was normality, which was getting up at a decent time in the morning and going to provide a service and have a loving husband and all of these things. But of course, that dream was trapped within, and I held on to it, and it just kept me going until the 26th of January 2011. I was on my 50th prison sentence, and I was discharged from prison into a supported accommodation. I went into the supported accommodation as a drug addict, as a thief, as a liar, as somebody who manipulated their self through life, with mental health problems, with all of the baggages. And I went to bed that night, and when I woke up the next day, my whole life had completely changed. I didn't know anything about drugs. I didn't know anything about mental health. I knew nothing. And this was 11 years ago. And when you look back, you can connect the dots, and success does leave clues. And I come to realize that my experience was from a very low emotional state of consciousness. I was catapulted into Christ consciousness, where there was, everything was perfect. There was no problems, nothing, knew nothing about drug addiction. I stayed in that state of consciousness for about 3 days. Within those 3 days, my body completely healed. I had a prolapsed womb. I had sciatica. I couldn't walk straight. There was at least, I looked at least 10, 15 years older than what I actually was. All of that transformed, and then I found myself in a state of courageousness, and it was from that state of courageousness that I was able to go off and achieve my dreams, my biggest dreams.
Wow. So tell us about those dreams. What happened? What changed after that amazing couple of days and what you found?
Yes, of course, Kate, the body had to catch up, so I was still shoplifting. And it was in the middle of a shoplifting, I stopped and said, why am I doing this? And then there was sort of a memory, a misty, foggy memory of drug addiction. I said, but where's it gone? I'm not an addict anymore. And so I was like, oh, my God, what's happened? So I remember contacting my mum and speaking to a friend, and I said, I know this is going to sound crazy, but was I a drug addict or was it a dream? And they was ready to start to make referrals to mental health, thinking that, oh, my God, Amanda doesn't, this is not right. And I was very fortunate that I fell into the hands of a mentor. She was the service provider for the supported accommodation, but she was also a life coach, a mentor, and she became my mentor. And within, I think it was within 12 months, I'd become a self-employed Zumba fitness instructor. I was given my first car by my mentor, and I'd met my partner, who I'm still with today. And I was working actually at the supported accommodation as a volunteer, learning all of doing all the training to run supported accommodation. So in 12 months, quite a lot had happened, and it just kept on evolving. Things just got bigger and better from there.
So when people read Trapped by the Devil, what do you hope they take away?
Definitely inspiration, and definitely hope, and empowerment to know that whatever, really, 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 whatever it is that we say that we want, that whatever happiness looks like, because that is the ultimate goal. The ultimate freedom goal is happiness. And whatever happiness looks like, go after it. You are worthy. I know that the feeling sometimes of, you know, we can't do it, or we shouldn't do it, or why should we do it? As long as you're not hurting yourself or anybody else, there is no reason why you should not go after your biggest and best dream and be and do who you were created to be and do.
Perfect place to end this. Pick up the book, Trapped by the Devil. Kate Spencer is the pen name. Amanda Tweed, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.